Lesson 6. God who leads to salvation. Israel, God's own people, lived in Egypt. A new ruler came in Egypt at that time. He hated the Israelites. He persecuted them and made them do very hard work. The king ordered to kill all male children of the Israelites. Thus, life of the Israelites in Egypt became very hard. God appeared to Moses, the Israelite, who was feeding his flock on Mount Horeb in a burning thorny bush, and said, "The cry of the Israelites has now come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppressed them. So come, I'll send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." Reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 9 to 10. Thus God chose Moses to liberate the Israelites from the slavery of Egypt. Moses was given a helper, Aaron, his brother. Moses met the Pharaoh and wanted him to set the Israelites free. But Pharaoh did not consent. They tried to keep them slaves and make them do more hard work. This made their life more miserable. But God had already decided to lead the Israelites to the land of Canaan, a place where milk and honey flowed. God performed great miracles through Moses. He punished the Egyptians, sending 10 plagues. Pharaoh was compelled and decided to send them away because of this. Thus, under the leadership of Moses, the Israelites came out of Egypt. Everybody, including adults, children, and the aged, started their voyage to Canaan under the leadership of Moses. When the Israelites reached the shore of the Red Sea, the soldiers of Pharaoh came behind them to take them back. But God saved them with a miracle. God commanded Moses to stretch out his hand towards the sea. Suddenly and surprisingly, the waters moved to both sides. The Israelites walked through the place as if on a dry land. The sea stood like a wall on both sides. Moses saw the soldiers of Pharaoh coming after them, and he stretched out his hand again, and the sea came back to its place. The Egyptian soldiers were drowned. Thus God saved his own people, the Israelites, and protected them from all dangers. God led them to the land of Canaan, protecting them and working wonders. We too are the chosen people of God. He protects and provides for us too. It is God who keeps us away from all danger in our journey to heaven. Let us find out the answers. 1. What did God choose Moses for? 2. How did God save the Israelites from the slavery of Egypt? 3. Whom did God give Moses as a helper? 4. To which land did God lead the Israelites? Let us pray. O God, who protected the Israelites, your own people, keep us also in your own protection. Let us sing. Israel's children from Pharaoh did flee. God helped them to cross the Red Sea. He will hear our every plea, for he is our God too, you see. God will go before us here, as in life we journey through, till we reach the heavenly shore, for his word stands ever true. Bible reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verses 15 to 31. My favorite Bible sentence. Riddle. What is the name of the land that God promised to the Israelites? Refer the Bible and fill in. Moses stretched towards the cart sent a strong eastern wind and withdrew. The sea was changed into. From the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verses 21. My decision. I will call upon God in all my problems and sufferings.